The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge, the path of knowledge.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is reported to have said, "On day of judgment, the closest to me will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me in this world." Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sallu ala Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Salatu wasalamu alayka ya Sayyidi. Ya Habibi, Ya Rasulullah, Sallallahu Alaihi Muhammad, Nuri Min Nurillah. Marhaba, Khushamdeed, welcome to one and all to another exciting and beautiful, splendid episode of our lovely series, An Array of Dawn. Alhamdulillah, today we are going to be discussing another beautiful and exciting topic. And the topic which we have chosen for today is the excellences of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the various bounties which He has bestowed on us. How to have shukr, how to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what should we do to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on which things should we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and inshallah many more beautiful points inshallah we will be discussing. Stay with us because today we are going to learn this beautiful discussion. And before we come to our topic today, let us take a short break here and listen to a kalam in the praise of Hazrat Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem. And inshallah, as soon as we return, we will discuss our beautiful topic. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Man kuntu mawla, man kuntu mawla, fahaza aliyun mawla, fahaza aliyun Mawla. Ali Mawla, 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 Ali
سے ہو اس وجمع البحرین کا رتبہ بیاں کس منہ سے ہو اس وجمع البحرین کا رتبہ جو مرکز ہے شریعت کا طریقت کا ہے سر چشمہ جو مرکز ہے شریعت کا طریقت کا ہے سر چشمہ
علی مولا 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 علی مولا
دلغن زغرا عمر داماد اور حسنین سے بیٹے دلغن زغرا عمر داماد اور حسنین سے بیٹے تیری غستی ہے اعلیٰ اور بالا تر تیرا کنبا
علی مولا علی مولا علی مولا علی مولا علی مولا
پر اس نے نمازیں عصر قربان کی نبی کی نیند پر اس نے نمازیں عصر قربان کی جو حاضر کر چکا تھا اس سے پہلے جان کا غدیا
علی مولا علی مولا
اس کے لیے ڈوبا ہوا سورج نہ کیوں کر لوٹتا اس کے لیے ڈوبا ہوا سورج کہ جب اس چاند کے پہلوں میں ایک سورج کا تھا جلوہ
علی مولا علی مولا علی مولا علی مولا علی مولا علی مولا علی مولا
مسلمانوں رسول اللہ کی الفت اگر چاہو مسلمانوں رسول اللہ کی الفت اگر چاہو کرو اس کی غلامی جس کا ہر مومن ہوا بندہ
علی مولا 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 علی مولا
او چشتی پادری یا نقشبندی سہر وردی ہو او چشتی قادری یا نقشبندی سہر وردی ہو ملا سب کو ولایت کا انہیں کے ہاتھ سے ٹکڑا
علی مولا 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 علی مولا
علی مشکل کشا ہے سب کے سالک کا سہارا ہے علی مشکل کشا ہے سب کے سالک کا سہارا ہے ہر ایک محتاج ان کا ہو جواب بوڑا ہو یا بچہ
علی مولا 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 علی مولا
صلو الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا حبیبی یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علی محمد نور من نور اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ. This is the status and the shine of the Ahl Bayt that you know, we speak with regards to them and we speak in the praise of the Ahl Bayt رضی اللہ تعالی عنہم اجمعین. But Allah, Allah, the more we speak about them, the more we feel as if we are not doing justice to these blessed personalities. As somebody very beautifully said, Tarif ke muhtaj nahi, Ali Muhammad ke phoolo ko kabhi itar lagaya nahi jata. Allah subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instill the love of the Ahl Bayt in our hearts. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us firm on maslaki haq, maslaki ahl sunnat wal jama'at. Ameen bijahin nabi al-ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. سیدنا سلمان فارسی رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ mentioned that a man was once lots of wealth of this world he was blessed with. Then a time came where he lost everything. So he started praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he lost all his wealth and his belongings to the extent that there was nothing left by him. The only thing he had was a mat on which he would lie. But yet in that situation also he continued praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So once another rich person said to this person with the mat, that now what are you thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for? I mean, now you don't have anything. Yes, you had wealth before, but now everything is taken away from you. You only have this mat with you. Now why are you thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allahu Akbar. That person replied, I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those blessings, for the blessings that I won't get even for the price of all the wealth of the world. Those blessings. The person asked, the rich man asked, what is that? What are those blessings? So he responded, do you not see your eyes? Do you not see your tongue? Do you not see your hands? Do you not see your feet? These are also the great blessings and the bounties from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. What do we come to learn from this? Two very important things we can derive from this beautiful narration. Number one, in every situation, every condition, every scenario, a person should always thank the Zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether at that moment he has what he wanted, or whether at that moment he does not have what he wants and what he desires, every moment he should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he should make shukr in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second thing is that there are so many things which each one of us are enjoying on a daily basis and still we do not thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These eyes are a bounty, a very, very great bounty from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you want to know what is the value of this eye, then go and ask that person who does not have eyes. Go and ask that person who cannot see with one eye maybe. Go and ask that person who has eyes but he struggles to see. He needs to use maybe glasses or he needs to use something to make sure he is seeing properly. Alhamdulillah, if you have eyes and those eyes are fine, even if you have to use glasses, but at least you are able to see. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because these are a very, very great bounty from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These ears are a bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you want to know the value, go and ask that person who cannot hear. Yes, he also feels like listening to the praise and the naat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He also feels like hearing the beautiful sounds of nature, the sounds of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He also feels like hearing the voice of his parents. He also feels like hearing the voice of his children. If you are able to get that privilege, then thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These hands are a bounty. You are able to hold something. You can grab a glass of water. You can hold a book. You can hold your cell phone. You can hold many things. With these hands, you can use them to wash your body. With these hands, you can use them to help somebody. With these hands, you can do so much activities with these hands of yours. Go and ask that person whose hands are crippled, those person whose hands are paralyzed, those person who does not have hands, maybe his hands are amputated. Go and ask him what are the bounties of a hand, how important it is to have hands, and he will tell you. So if your hands are safe, you have hands, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have feet. His feet, what a great bounty it is. We use this feet to walk. We use this feet to move around. We use this feet to run. We use this feet to kick. We use this feet to do so many things. You want to know the value of that feet? Go and ask that person who is in a wheelchair. Go and ask that person who is bedridden. Go and ask that person who cannot walk, that person who cannot move around freely. He will tell you what a great bounty you have with you the whole time. It is as if you have your own bicycle, your own car with you. Yes, some people who cannot afford bicycles and cars, they walk. And they walk distances. When I mean distances, I mean many kilometers. They carry on walking on foot. I mean, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them the power in the legs. And you have these two perfect organisms, these perfect body parts that they can take you wherever you want to. So if you have those legs, then thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a great bounty from the court of Allah. The ability to breathe. Yes, alhamdulillah, this is a bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we breathe in, we breathe out, we take oxygen, we pass carbon dioxide. All these kind of things are the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are some people who find it difficult to breathe. Ask those people who have asthma. Ask those people who suffer from short breath. Ask those people who cannot breathe properly. This breathing is also a bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and a priceless bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our whole body has a system. We eat something now, it goes in our body. The body functions everything, you know, it crushes the food, it takes the proteins, the vitamins, the carbohydrates and everything, and it sends it to different parts of the body. Whatever's the waste then comes out. This perfect system which is in our body, this is also the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that your system is working perfectly. After putting the food in your mouth, you don't need to, you know, press a button in your body, or you don't need to move something in your body in order for it to crush the food. Then you don't need to press another button in order for it to take all the nutrients from that food and pass it to different parts of the body. Then you don't need to press another button to make sure all the waste comes out. Everything is in an automatic process. If your body is working in that situation, in that in this condition, then thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many people who can't even eat what they want to eat, who can't even drink what they want to drink, who can't swallow what they want to, what they feel like swallowing, whose system is not working. They have machines on them. They have lots of support. Yes, they have all the wealth in the world, but they can't even eat something with their own hand because of some problems. They have to eat something liquid. They have to put something in their stomach through a pipe. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect each one of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us and our relatives, our family members, our parents from every kind of disease. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the sake of the cool breeze of Medina and the blessed sand of Medina, which is Shifa, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant everyone Shifa. All those who are sick, grant them Sihate Kamila. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect everyone from all types of diseases. But the fact is there. There are people who are suffering in these ways. There are people who are going through these situations. So if your body is working perfectly, if you have these body parts, if everything is moving fine, is working fine, then thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because you have, I'll say you have a body worth millions. And is this not a moment to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So don't think that only if I had this much amount of wealth, this luxury, this house, this car, this thing, then I would have thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't have anything now. No, you have lots of luxuries with you. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on those bounties. Subhanallah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how should you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? As Sayyid Muhammad bin Hani, rahmatullahi ta'ala, has narrated with reference to a friend that somebody asked Sayyidina Abu Hazim, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, oh Abu Hazim, how should I show thanks for the eyes? So he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, replied, if you see something good, then publicize it. And if you see something bad, then conceal it. Allah. He responded, how should I show thanks for the ears? He, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, replied, if you hear something good, then remember it. And if you hear something bad, then conceal it. The person again inquired, how should I show thanks for my hands? Here, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi replied, do not use them to obtain anything unlawful and do not restrict them from fulfilling your duties towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah. The person inquired, how should I show thanks for the abdomen, for the stomach, for my womb? How should I show thanks? Here, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi responded, for it to have food in its lower portion and lots of knowledge in its upper portion. This is how you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the stomach. Allahu Akbar. The person inquired, how should I show thanks for the private parts? He, rahmatullahi ta'ala, replied, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ أَزْوَاجِهِمْ أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ غَيْرُ مَلُومِينَ فَمَنِ ابْتَغَى وَرَاءَ ذَٰلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْعَادُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And who guard their private organs except from their wives or the legal bondwoman that they possess. For then there is no blame upon them. So whoever desires more than these two, they are crossing the limits. He says, that is how you are going to show thanks for your private parts. Allah, the person asked, Hazrat, how should I show thanks for my feet? He, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, replied, if you see a living person that you are envious of, then use your feet to act like him. It means perform good deeds. Perform the deeds which, you know, you have a feeling that look how pious this person is. Look, he is accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look what a high rank he has. Then use that feet of yours to also perform good deeds. Don't have jealousy. Don't say that, you know, he has a thing, may that bounty be taken away from him. No, make dua for him and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him success, and through his sadaqah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me success as well. And use that feat to go and earn the good rewards and perform those good rewards and earn sawab from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you see a dead person that you resent, then refrain from acting like him. Means don't use your feet to now step forward towards evil things. Don't use your feet to go towards evil places, towards evil actions. No. If you saw some person who has left this world and there are some actions which you did not like, then don't use your feet to go towards those actions which you resent and you hate. Subhanallah. Then Hazrat said, if you do this, what I mentioned, you know, to how to thank Allah for your eyes, for your ears, for your hands, for your feet. If you do this, you will become the one who thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whoever gives verbal thanks only and not with the other parts of his body, he is like that person who has a piece of cloth and takes hold of the corner of the cloth but does not wear that cloth. He says, this cloth will not protect him from the heat, this cloth will not protect him from the cold, this cloth will not protect him from the snow, this cloth will not protect him from the rain as well. So in other words, only verbal thanking is it should be done, but don't only depend on verbal thanking. Yes, you need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the other parts of your bodies as well. And how will you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is by performing these kind of actions, that you refrain from sins, you refrain from committing sins with those parts of your bodies. Automatically it will be considered as if you are thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And then Hazrat Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu has mentioned, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses someone with something in this world and he then expresses thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessing, the person thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he becomes humble in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala due to this blessing, then Hazrat Ka'b says Allah ta'ala benefits him from this blessing in the world, and due to it Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevates his rank in the hereafter. Allah, on the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses someone with something in this world, but he does not express thanks for it. He does not express his gratitude. He does not thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nor does he become humble in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala deprives him of this blessing in the world and opens a compartment of fire for him in Jahannam. Then if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, he will punish him in the hereafter, or he will forgive him. Allahu Akbar. So whenever a bounty is given to you from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at that moment, a test starts. At that moment, you are tested that what's going to happen now? Are you going to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or are you going to go against the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The choice is yours. The bounty came in your court. Yes, now if you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that will be a means of the increase of that bounty. And if you now, you know, showed ungratefulness and you did not thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that bounty, that will be a means of that bounty being removed from you and, you know, you being amongst those dwellers of Jahannam. Allah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our iman, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always, you know, keep us safe and sound from all sorts of troubles and difficulties. You know, we always have the ability and the tawfiq to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyiduna Utarid Qurashi radiallahu ta'ala anhu has reported that the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants his bondsman the ability to thank him, then he azza wa jal then does not deprive him of an increase in blessings. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, if you give thanks, I will give you more. Salih rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, this verse means that if you thank me with obedience and worship, then I will increase your blessings. Subhanallah. Person comes, munasab, there's no barakat in my risk. Munasab, there's no barakat in sustenance. Munasab, there's no barakat in everything. Give me wazifa, give me something. The biggest wazifa the Quran has given you, that you want the barakah in your sustenance. You want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase for you. Your wazifa is, your araj, your invocations is, start thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make shukr in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will see, he will start increasing his bounties. He will start increasing the blessings. So if you feel that there is some sort of bebarakati, there is some sort of, you know, lack of barakat and blessings in your rizq, in your sustenance, in different matters, then ask yourself the question, maybe I'm being ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a certain bounty. Maybe I'm not showing thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a certain bounty. Then you say, no, Mawlana Sahib, I don't utter any words of ungratefulness. I don't utter any words of, you know, showing that I am not grateful in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I always say Alhamdulillah. I always say Walillahi alhamd. Yes, but that's not the only method of thanking Allah. Are you saving your eyes from sins? Are you saving your ears from sins? Are you saving your hands, your body parts, your legs, your feet, and your other body organs from sins? If no, then you are not thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those body parts as well. You might be thanking Him for your wealth. You might be thanking Him for your car. You might be thanking Him for your house, for your luxuries. But you're not thanking Him for those bounties which you are enjoying 24/7. And that too free of cost, without any difficulty. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to act upon whatever we have learned. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned a very beautiful hadith. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that there are two qualities. Whoever possesses these qualities, Allah azza wa jal will write him down as being grateful and patient. That he is a shakir, the one who thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is a sabir, he has sabr. And whoever does not possess them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not write him down as the patient one and the one who is being grateful. What are those two qualities? These two qualities are, number one, whoever looks to the one above him for his deen, for his religion, and follows him in it, and whoever looks to the one who is below him in worldly matters, and he is grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the superiority that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him over that person, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes him down as a shakir and a sabir. That he is the one who thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the one who has sabr and he has patience. And number two, whoever looks to the one who is below him for his deen, and looks to the one who is above him for the worldly matters, and then grieves over what he has been deprived of, Allah Azza wa Jal does not write him down as being grateful nor as patient. This is a formula Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given you. That when it comes to matters of deen, always look to the one above you, the one who is higher than you. And when it comes to the matters of dunya, then look at the one below you. Our matter is opposite. When it comes to deen, then we look at the one below. No, he is performing 2 rakat nafil. I am performing 4 rakat nafil. I am better than him. He only keeps one extra fast in the other month, nafil fast. I keep 3 extra fasts every month. He only gives 10 rand as sadaqah. I give 100 rand as sadaqah zakat. Yes, when it comes to deen, we look at the one below us. No, that's not supposed to be the method. In deen, you are supposed to look at the one above you. He reads 10 rakats nafil. I am reading only 4 rakats. He gives so much money in zakat. I, while having the capability and ability, am giving so little money in zakat. He is keeping so many nafil fast. I am keeping so little nafil fast. He is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much. I am worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so little. This is supposed to be our level of understanding and our level of ranking ourselves. That when it comes to deen, we must look at the one above us, the one who is more superior to us, not the one who is below us. And then after looking at the one above us, we then make dua and we try to strive to become like him whilst making dua for him as well. And the matters of dunya, what do? Is we look at the person above us. I have a bicycle, he has a car. I have a car, he has a helicopter. I have a helicopter, he has a private jet. I have a single-story house, he has a double-story house. I have a double-story house, he has a triple-story house. I have a triple-story house, he has his own farmhouse. I have this, he has more than me. I have so much money, he has so much money. I have so little money, he has much more than me. In dunya, we want to look at the person above us. Allah, this is not supposed to be that the level. Why? Because when you look at the person above you in terms of dunya, then you start having jealousy. You start having hatred. You start making dua against him. You start having ill wishes against your Muslim brother. And that time you don't have sabr, you don't have shukr, you don't thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all that He has granted you. What you are supposed to do in the matters of the world, you were supposed to look at the person below you. I have a car, alhamdulillah. He has a bicycle, doesn't even have a car. I have so much money, alhamdulillah. He doesn't even have that much. I have a single story house, alhamdulillah. He doesn't even have that house. I have a single bed to sleep, alhamdulillah. He doesn't even have that bed to sleep. I have this jacket, alhamdulillah. He doesn't even have a jacket to cover himself. I have this food in front of me, alhamdulillah. He cannot even afford that food to eat. I have this family, alhamdulillah. He does not even have a family of his own. These are all things you are supposed to do. In the world, you are supposed to look at the person below you. Because then you are going to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, what you have granted me. Alhamdulillah, we do not deserve it, but you have granted me so much. I thank you for that. Alhamdulillah, you have made me better than thousands and hundred thousands of people. Automatically you start thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Automatically you start having sabr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted me better than him. Yes, inshallah, Allah ta'ala will grant me more if I thank him. Automatically you start becoming, your heart starts becoming good. So this was supposed to be our level of ranking ourselves. In matters of deen, we look at the person above us. In matters of dunya, look at the person below us. If we can adopt these qualities, and how beautiful teachings we are receiving from the court of the best teacher, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we adopt these qualities, by Allah, we will start becoming excellent people. Our qualities will become excellent, we will become excellent, everything will become excellent. But the question is, how should we adopt these things? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends a group of people to do good, then He lengthens their life and inspires them to show thanks. Subhanallah. Likewise, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the person upon whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants a blessing and he then wants to continue having that blessing, he should abundantly recite, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There will be barakat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants his bondsman a blessing and he recites Alhamdulillah, all praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, means he gives thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this word is better than the granting of blessing to him before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. So these are beautiful motivations which we are receiving from the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just you should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In every moment you should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In every scenario, every situation, you should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. And Sayyidina Hassan bin Abu Hassan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi mentions, he says that in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٍ. Indeed, man is very ungrateful towards his Lord. He says humans are very ungrateful. That is, he keeps counting the troubles and he forgets the blessings. A problem which everyone has. We only look at the difficulties. We only look at the problems we have. We only look at those things which, you know, I wanted this from the court of Allah. I was not given this. I wanted this thing. I wanted that thing. We are not given that. Why aren't you focusing on the bounties? And thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those. What the barakah and the blessings of that thanking, Allah ta'ala will inshallah grant you all that which you are desiring. All that which you want. He is alimun bi dhati sudur. He knows the thoughts in your heart. He knows the thoughts in your mind. He knows what you desire. He even knows what is better for you. Perhaps at that moment, that certain thing is not good for you. And he knows better than you. So you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, we thank you. You know what is better for us. You gave it to us. You know what is not better for us now. And you did not grant it to us. We thank you in every situation. Can't we adopt this quality in our hearts? Can't we adopt this thinking? Allah, Allah, Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on our state. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, grant us the ability to really, from the bottom of our heart, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for each and every bounty which He has bestowed on us. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Yes, difficulties come in life. Troubles, problems, and turmoils do come in life. But that's when a person has to have sabr. That's when a person has to have patience. And then when he has sabr, then he is going to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean, you're not the unique people upon whom difficulties are coming. You're not the unique people that, you know, only you all are suffering from problems and nobody before you had any difficulties. I mean, even the Anbiya alayhi musallam, because of their nations, they also had some difficulties. They also had some trials. The Nuh alayhi salam's people refused to believe in him. It was difficult on him at that moment. I mean, his people went against him. People of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam refused to believe in him. People of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam refused to believe in him. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was put into the fire. Likewise, some prophets alayhi salam were martyred by the nation, by their people. So all these kind of things, what are these? These are all trials. And Anbiya alayhi salam also went through these situations, but they always had sabr, they remained steadfast. And they always thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And alhamdulillah, they were always successful. They are successful. They will always remain successful. So this quality can't be adopted in ourselves. That's my question which I am giving out today. That can't we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Just sit down for a moment and think. You know, close your eyes and think, how many bounties did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me? And if you can make a list, by Allah, your list will maybe not come to an end. Your list will carry on. I mean, you will carry on discussing, you will carry on writing all these bounties. Then you will think that, why am I not thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these bounties? Let us take a short break, inshallah, to listen to some few beautiful Madani points, Madani flowers, and inshallah, as soon as we return, we will take our calls from our viewers. Salli wa lal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. Dear viewers of Madani channel, today inshallah azza wa jal, we will learn of those moments and instances in which supplications are fulfilled. The Holy Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم said, on Friday there is one such moment which if a Muslim gets and asks Allah azza wa jal for anything in that moment, Allah azza wa jal will definitely grant him. That moment is very short. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, on Friday, look for the moment that is desired between Asr and sunset. Sadr al-Sharia Maulana Muhammad Amjad Ali Azmi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated, there are two very strong statements concerning the instant in which supplication is fulfilled on Friday. The first, from the moment when the Imam sits for the sermon to the end of Salah. And the second, the last instant of Friday. My respected viewers of Madani channel, why waste even a single moment of this blessed and glorious day? Let's all make a firm resolve to continue to supplicate in the blessed court of Allah Azza wa Jal for all of our lawful and permissible desires. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant all of us our lawful and permissible desires. Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us take some calls from our viewers and inshallah azza wa jal, we will try and discuss some more beautiful points with regards to this beautiful topic of shukr. Please play a call.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Zakir from Pietermaritzburg, South Africa. MashaAllah, I look forward to this wonderful program every day. My question is, how often or when is the best time to make shukr and thank Allah Azza wa Jal?
SubhanAllah, the best time to make shukr in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will say every moment is the best time to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever you receive a bounty, you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you did not get what you asked for, even then you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because He knows what is better for you. So the best time will be every time to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Throughout your day, you should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Throughout your life, whenever you get a chance, an opportunity, every moment, try and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always. Because yes, we are enjoying many bounties. So alhamdulillah, you know, whether we do get bounties and or whether what we wanted, we do not get, then there's nothing to worry about. In every moment, every situation, always thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And keep this in mind that He knows what is better for you. And according to that, He is granting you something. And He knows what is better for you. And maybe because of that reason, He is not granting you something at the moment. But every moment, we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's play the next call, please.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Suleiman. I'm from the area of Thongat in South Africa. I have one question to ask. I want to know if there's any Nafil Salah for thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of his bounties. Jazakallah khairul.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Any nafil salah to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Yes. The salah's name is salatu shukr. That a person performs two rakat nafil only and solely with the intention of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his bounties, for the things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted to him. And I would say that every person, those who are watching me, those who are listening to me, make an intention that inshallah azawajal, we will include it in our routine, that daily, at least, minimum, we will recite, we will perform two rakats nafil with the intention of shukr and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If someday, you know, you are happy, you receive something, then we'll perform more. Maybe someday a son was born, a daughter was born at your house. It's a moment of happiness. You thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe that day we'll perform extra rakats. Someday something good happened. You heard some good news. So you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But besides that, every day, let's include it in our routine, our schedule, that two rakats we will keep and we will perform those two rakats only with the intention of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this will be two rakats nafil of salatu shukr, the salat of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And indeed, there are many bounties. So we don't need a specific thing that, you know, today my business didn't go well, or today no son was born in my house, today no child was born, today nothing great happened, so I don't need to perform those two rakats. No, still perform those two rakats, because as we are mentioning, we are always enjoying the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sayyidina Sa'id bin Amir rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated that a person came to Sayyidina Yunus bin Ubaid rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi and complained about his poverty. So he asked him that, do you accept 100,000 dirhams, 100,000 silver coins for the eye by which you are looking? He humbly said no. It was asked, okay, do you want 100,000 dirhams for one of your arms? He said no. Again he asked, what about the legs? He said no. The narrator stated, reminding him of other blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, I can see hundreds of thousands of dirhams with you, and you are still complaining of poverty? Yes, maybe financially you are not stable. Financially you don't have a lot of wealth, but you are worth millions. You are worth billions. I'll say you are worth trillions. You have so much bounties from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Start thanking Allah. Start now. And my advice, or I'll say my point, which I am giving you all today, and I should also act upon it myself. First of all, I should act upon it. And inshallah, then you all should also act upon it. What is that? Is that we might be suffering at the moment. We maybe have some financial problems. We have some difficulties here. But let's start thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the bounties which we have. Na, let's start thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those bounties. And inshallah, with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will start opening our ways for us. We'll start receiving many bounties from the court of Allah. We'll start getting a lot of blessings from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take the first step. I mention that the charity begins at home. You need to start with yourself. You need to start with the small things. Start thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make it a routine, inshallah. That from today, inshallah, every day we will perform two rakats nafil with the intention of shukr. And every moment we get, we will thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether we receive something or we don't receive something, we will still thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make a firm intention now. And my aqidah and my iman says, inshallah azawajal, you will see the fruits and the blessings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will start granting you more and more barakah and more blessings. Because he himself said, you thank me, la azidannakum, I will give you more. So when he is saying he is going to give you more, then what doubt do you have? So thank him, but thank him with the proper belief and tawakkul and trust. Inshallah, the more I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more I will receive from his court. جو مانگنے کا طریقہ ہے اس طرح مانگو درے کریم سے بندے کو کیا نہیں ملتا. That's the exalted court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, you can get everything from that court, but you should know the method, the way of asking and the way of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to act upon whatever we have learned, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst the shakir, those people who thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the bounties. This brings us towards the conclusion of today's episode. Be happy, remain happy. Remember, instill the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your hearts, the hearts of your beloveds, and the hearts of everyone around you, because this love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the base of your iman, the base of everything. We hope to see you soon, inshallah. Be positive, stay positive, think positive, and always remain positive. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep everyone happy. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us, with our parents, our relatives, the ability to visit the beautiful cities of Makkah and Madinatul Munawwara. Ameen bijahi Nabi Lameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge, the path of knowledge.